Good afternoon. It's always a big day for football coaches, sort of the end of the process of bringing in another freshman class, and we're excited about the class that we signed up today. I think we have some excellent opportunities for young men to come in here and contribute to our program. We feel like they're high character young men, got a lot of football talent, and we expect them to come in here and be ready to help support our football program. So, without going over each one of them individually, we felt like certain needs were met, of course. We always, talk about that. Defensive backs, offensive linemen, running back were high priorities for us, and we feel like we did that. Offensive line especially was extremely important. But we were also able to get some high-quality talent in just about every position. So we feel good about it and be glad to answer any questions you may have about this class.
Coach, Wesley Tate had not publicly announced where he was going. Did you all have some indication that things were going to go the way they did before this morning?
Well, we did, but you never can say for sure. We always like for those young men to make up their own minds. We don't like to pressure them and make a decision about Vanderbilt or any other school, and after that we feel like when they say they're coming to Vanderbilt, they feel comfortable with the decision, and we just don't browbeat them to the point where they're afraid to pick up the phone and talk to us.
Bobby, were you able to, I know you hoped you would capitalize kind of on the bowl victory in the short season, did you feel like you were able to do that once you really got out of the
well? I think it's probably going to help us more next year than it did this year. We had probably about 12 commitments almost halfway during the season, almost the first part of the season. I think the bowl victory helped us finish off this class and keep them, interested in Vanderbilt and wanting to come to Vanderbilt. But I think probably the biggest push we'll get out of that bowl victory is when we start recruiting this year's juniors and hopefully help us get them to camp, get them on campus this spring, and maybe get them to commit earlier, to our program this coming season. So while it did give us benefits on certain players at the end of the process this year, I think the biggest boost will be next year's class.
Can you really see where the name and the reputation is improving? You're getting into homes and getting kids that maybe you weren't getting 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, again, I think obviously the interest has picked up a great deal. We had a lot of fun going in the homes of these guys. Like I said, we had most of them committed, during the season. But now as we're, contacting juniors, sending them letters, they're quicker to call in here and ask for information or set up unofficial visits, inquire about camp. All those are great indications that the bowl has helped a great deal. The season has helped a great deal, and our success in the SEC has helped a great deal.
Are you in a situation where you would anticipate the majority of these kids get redshirted, or do you see a lot of instant impact here?
We never really plan to redshirt, at this point in time. We expect all of our guys that we signed today to come here ready to participate and try to win a position. We're not afraid to play freshmen. If they can step in and be ready to compete with the guys we have on the team now, be ready to do it. But if the situation presents itself where we can take better advantage of his eligibility by redshirting him and giving him a better chance to play more games later on, we'll certainly sit him down and talk to him about that possibility. So that's the great thing about it. You don't have to redshirt, but if that opportunity arises, we usually take advantage of it.
Bobby, you said the secondary was a focal point in this class. Did that become more so once DJ announced his intentions, or was that originally the case?
That was originally the case because, we lost Josh Allen and Jared Fagan. And we had probably had a fairly good idea that DJ was going to, you know, go out early because of the success he had, and you know, so that was planned a good while ago.
Speed, kind of the main thing you were looking for with the defensive backs?
Well, I mean, you can't play defensive back in the SEC if you don't have speed. So, you know, everybody we sign, we hope meet certain parameters, you know, for every position we sign, and certainly for a defensive back, speed is one of them. So hopefully they're all fast enough to play.
Coach, can you talk specifically about some of these defensive backs like Trey Wilson or Eric Samuels? Just maybe try to give people an idea of kind of what kind of players they've been in high school at least.
Well, you know, they're outstanding players in high school. Trey and Eric have excellent speed. You know, we were very fortunate to have two open dates in the season this past year, and I was able to go out and watch Trey play a game, and we got to see him in person, and we were very impressed with his, not only his athletic ability, but his presence on the field and how he conducted himself, and you know, we felt like he would fit in. Eric, you know, we've been on a long time. He's been committed to us for a long time, even last spring, and an extremely fast athlete, can probably play several positions. He's tall, you know, so, you know, those guys, those are the kind of guys that we have to recruit to be able to compete in the SEC, and, you know, we're very fortunate to get those two.
Coach, three guys from right here in your backyard, four from in state. How much of that was by design?
Well, you know, we're always trying to take the best players available. You know, it's great when you can get them and they're close because, you know, they're obviously ties to the kids in Nashville and in the state. But they happen to be very good football players. That's the main reason we took them, not because they were from Nashville. It will help season ticket sales probably, but our main goal is to get good football players. But we're very fortunate. We think they're very fine players, and you know, I think Nashville will enjoy watching them play here at Vanderbilt.
Bobby, it seemed like this year there were certain people that were top targets, maybe Wilson early on, lineman from Wesley Johnson, another one maybe that were at the very top of your list. You guys honed in on those guys early at the top of your list and were able to bring them in. Were you able to do that across the board? Maybe better than you had in years past?
Probably. You know, Wesley Tate, we've been knowing Wesley for a long time. And, you know, we've, you know, Coach Bielan, who runs our recruiting, Coach Warren Bielan, has stepped up our efforts to get to know these guys a lot sooner. We had some functions last spring and last summer that we're able to get the local kids over here and let them see our guys working out in summer school and get a chance to know the coaches better. So we feel like those programs have helped us, you know, get into battle a little bit quicker. And as we all know, and you can read about it and you see it happen all over the country, everything has been accelerated in the recruiting process. It's almost getting to be a little scary, but you know, you got to do that, and we've got a great product. So if we can get them here on campus, we feel like we got a chance to recruit them.
Number of private school kids on here, has that been fairly consistent in your effort? I mean, you find a lot of Vanderbilt type kids there.
We do, but I haven't charted that or haven't studied it to see if we have a certain percentage every year. And again, we're looking for the best players, but those players must have the ability to do the academics here at Vanderbilt and stay in school. You know, we've been successful doing that. We've been successful graduating our players. So we want to continue to do that. That's extremely important to us. So, you know, it all falls into that characteristics that we're looking for, yes.
Since you've been here, it seems like you really like to find diversity in running backs, maybe a couple of bigger 220-pound type backs, some smaller, maybe quicker guys, kind of like a Goster, some people like that you've had in the past. Was that a goal of yours to find different styles this year, and if so, how did you guys do on that in terms of three?
No, we're looking for the best players. Again, that's our goal, you know, to try to improve the talent on our football team. You know, we probably didn't need three tailbacks, but, you know, we had an opportunity to sign three very good ones, so we took advantage of it. All three of them are very versatile. They could probably play someplace else, but as history has shown us, we're going to probably need all three of them at tailback. It's a tough position to play in the SEC. You get hit a lot, and, you know, and they do provide us with different styles, you know, those guys. So, again, best player available, but also met a need for our offense.
Coach Charlie Gorlow, I think, is Vanderbilt's first parade All-American in more than 20 years. Talk about the significance of being able to bring in as decorated a player as that.
Well, we didn't know he was going to be that decorated, to tell you the truth, but Charlie had a fantastic senior year. Charlie came to camp. We had a chance to see him in action. We could see he was very mobile, but he also had a great arm and just seemed to have a knack about him, you know, in camp, and you could really tell. A very good leader. You know, we just, you know, Charlie just took control of his senior year and just was phenomenal. Won the state championship and, of course, was decorated for that, you know, long after he committed to us. So it was a great honor for him, but also a great honor for us to have a recruit who was named to the parade All-American. That doesn't guarantee success, but I guarantee you Charlie will come in here and work hard to be the best quarterback he can be.
Speaking of him, when I watch him on tape, he seems to have an unusual knack for not necessarily showing off his arm, but putting the right touch on the ball and getting to the right places and doing it with an extreme amount of accuracy. Does he have just unusual gifts for a quarterback at that age in those areas?
Well, yeah, obviously he does. I mean, he's was extremely successful, super successful this year, and, you know, to be that effective and to guide your team to that kind of record, you got to have, you know, talent. And it's just not, you know, being a All-American type kid or just a guy, you know, that does what the coach tells him to. You know, he's got to have talent. And he demonstrated it here in camp, and he continued to do that all during the season. And, you know, Charlie's also, you know, a champion in track. You know, so he's a very, very good athlete. He's if you see a lot of the highlights, you see him pulling the ball down and running the ball and outrunning a lot of people. So, you know, he's just what we like in our program. He can handle the running part of it, but he's also a very accurate passer and a strong passer. So, you know, we're thrilled.
Coach, I think Rivals.com has 12 of your guys listed as three-star players. How much significance does that carry?
Not much with me. You know, it's just the how many stars did we get out of them when they get here? You know, their performance here, that's going to be the key. I think all of them have five-star capabilities. You know, if you look at it, you know, a lot of guys come out of high school and never get better. And then a lot of guys come out of high school and improve a great deal. And I think we probably had a bigger history of getting guys coming out and getting better here and thriving in our systems and taking advantage of the coaching they get here, and they get better. So, you know, we're looking for the stars when they get here.
To follow up on that, you've said on more than one occasion y'all don't get very many ready-made players. What? Is there just something inherent to Vanderbilt that keeps you from being able to?
No, we're getting better ready-made players. You know, I think D.J. Moore was a ready-made player. He came in and played as a freshman. Earl Bennett was ready to play as a freshman. We've got other guys who have been ready to play as freshmen, but we've gotten better talent who are now ahead of them as upperclassmen, so we haven't needed to play them. That's not what I'm saying. You know, we get good players. We just feel like we're going to go by what we see when we evaluate talent and not what other people see. You know, we know what we want in our system, and we know what we want in our program, and whether they're two stars or three stars or four stars, and it is not going to be a factor in our determination.
The challenges of recruiting here have been pretty well documented. But you guys have got a staff that's been here a long time now, been very cohesive. How much more does that help you, just knowing who to target and who's going to fit here, as opposed to when you came in, your first couple of years?
A lot. The more we know, learn about Vanderbilt and the situation we're here. I think our guys can communicate that better to recruits as you go along and get experience. Not that somebody can't come in here and learn that right away, and we have challenges, but we don't look at them like that. We look at them as advantages. We've got a great product. We've got guys who are going to go out, when they finish, going to have one of the best degrees in the country. And we also give them the same opportunity as anybody else in this conference to go play in the NFL. So, there are challenges in that when we got here, we were not as well known as a lot of the programs in the conference. They do have to meet certain academic requirements, but that just gives us a chance to recruit the guys who really are serious about coming to Vanderbilt.
How much does it help that, perfect example, Blake Kleiber, Earl Bennett, those guys that have gone on, maybe not Earl as far as getting his degree yet, but at least working towards that, gotten their degree and are successful in the NFL?
It's been a tremendous help. Chris Williams is one. Hunter Hillemeyer, double major, also playing linebacker for Chicago Bears. We're pretty well known in Chicago right now. So every time one of those guys goes out and has success, it's just like a big beacon. Vanderbilt shining out there, and they're great examples of what can happen, and we also have great examples of guys going out and getting non-athletic jobs and being tremendously successful in life, and we can show that to recruits when they come here, and we can sell that just as well as we can sell the NFL.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Walker May, a prospect that's, you kind of projected as possibly a defensive end, even though he's maybe a little bit undersized right now? Is that fit more in line with sometimes your philosophy of trying to build people up as far as weight-wise and not necessarily just take someone that's...
Right. That's the point that you probably want to make with Walker. He's not undersized. He's underweight. He's 6'5", and we feel like Walker could play outside linebacker right now because he's fast enough. But just looking at his frame and the success we've had in the past of adding pounds and strength and more speed to those kind of frames, it wouldn't be a big stretch for us to see him go to be a defensive end. But if it doesn't, he can play linebacker. John Stokes was a very similar looking specimen, and he stayed at linebacker and is fast enough to do it. He still may, gain enough weight to play defensive end, and you never know. So it's great to have those very versatile athletes and those body types to continue to help us build our speed on defense. He can be an outside linebacker, but he'd be a very fast defensive end.
Three more questions.
And Walker, that is what I'm talking about.
There's a lot of talk about having an early signing period in football, like they do in basketball. Are you in favor of that?
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. It just depends on, the particulars. If they can get a good date that, won't disrupt the football season from doing, keeping you from doing your job in football because you're recruiting and having official visits and things like that. Also gives a chance for us to, look at a guy's academic performance over the whole period. It might be a little early for us, if they've done, if they're going to make up their minds after their junior year. But, you got guys who are dead set on going somewhere probably after they take unofficial visits in the spring. And if that's the case, I can't see anything wrong with go ahead and letting him sign. He has a paid place now. The school doesn't have to spend the whole fortune on recruiting him all through the summer and then through the fall. So there are a lot of benefits for it. But until somebody, several people, get down from all the factions, the coaches, the commissioners, the presidents, the ADs, and they all sit down and just, you know, get all the things squared away and pick a good date that everybody can agree with, it's not going to happen.
You and the coaches spend a lot of time recruiting the athletes, cleaning up the signing day. What's today actually like for the coaching staff?
Well, once all, you know, we stared at the fax machine for about 30 minutes of every hour, you know, just waiting for a fax to come over. It's kind of a relief. You know, it's kind of excitement. You look forward to getting those guys in here because you have spent a lot of time with them. But it's also the start of next year's. So that's just, you just continue on. But you do have a lot of pride and a lot of satisfaction in bringing in a class that we think is very good. And I tell you, our coaches work extremely hard at it. I can't tell you how many letters have been written and film has been watched and games have been, attended. And, it's just a good feeling when you put all that work in and you get a guy that you really like. And, we really like all of these guys.
Two more questions.
What is your staff's
rate in
recruiting?
Honesty, integrity. They're going to shoot it straight to the recruit and tell him what's going to happen when he gets here, how they're going to coach him. They've been doing it for a long time. We've got a lot of connections with coaches who know us, who trust us, and I think when we go out and tell a guy something, that they can believe us, and I think their coaches will believe us.
Coach, I believe you've got 7 commitments here, or signings, that I think played for a state championship at one time in their career. I mean, is that, again, another thing that's key in recruiting, like not only getting good players, but also getting players that are kind of, used to winning and used to,
A lot of times it works out that way. A lot of time it works out where you got captains, valedictorians. They're going to stand out for a reason because they're excelling at a lot of things. But we're not going to turn down a guy who happened to be on a losing team. And we don't have one of our priorities to say this guy's got to be on a winning team or a state championship team to be considered. A lot of times those guys are good enough that they lead their teams on to great things, and I think that's just a product of having those kind of guys on your team. A lot of people, I think, try to make too much of the science of recruiting, and it's not really, you just figure out who's going to fit in your program the best and recruit them from where you can find them.
One more question. Thank you very much.
Candace, what are you doing in here? We do something wrong?
Thank you very much.
That's it. All right. Thank you.